Well, joining us now to talk more about how other Massachusetts companies are also trying to help measure and contain the Gulf oil spill is Erin Aylworth. She's a reporter for the Boston Globe, and she just got back from a reporting trip to the Gulf. Welcome to Radio Boston, Erin.
Thank you.
Well, so there are other Massachusetts companies down there right now. Can you tell us who a few of them are and what they're doing?
Sure. Actually, I did spend a little bit of time with Dr. Asper. There's Clean Harbors from Norwell. There's Trident Environmental Group from Marlborough. They're working with another group out of New York called National Response Corp. And basically, National Response Corp is sort of coordinating all of these different groups and, getting skimmer boats out where they need to be on the water near the oil spill, cleaning stuff up. Clean Harbors and Trident are coordinating teams that are cleaning up on beaches, scooping up those tar balls and tar patties that are starting to come in certain places, and then also training teams as well to put out that stuff called boom, which is like that floating blockade mm-hmm. that they're using to try and keep the oil contained.
So lots of cleanup and containment expertise going down there from here. You also visited, I believe, what you called a decon barge. What is that?
It's a decontamination barge. It's sort of like a floating car wash, if you will, but for these vessels that are out in the oil slick. You know, they come back, they're out there skimming all day, sometimes into the night. They get really oily. They don't want to spread the oil around to, you know, clean waters. So they go to one of these decon barges. They get surrounded with that boom, again, that floating blockade. And then a team goes out and essentially washes them down and then picks up all the, you know, dirty water, and then they get the boom gets released and they're out of there.
So you wrote in your piece in the Globe that overall there's some 20,000 workers in the Gulf right now dealing with this oil spill. They have to deal with changing weather conditions, changing currents, things like that. It's very touch and go from day to day. So what, for the Massachusetts folks down there, what's life like?
It's long days. I mean, most of the guys that I was with started their work day at about 5 a.m., which for a reporter is a little too early in the morning without a lot of coffee. And they essentially work all day, sometimes 16, 18 hours. And then even when they leave, you know, the information center, they're still on their cell phones. They're still coordinating those supply runs, you know, talking to the boats, trying to find new supplies. So it doesn't really ever stop.
Do they have a sense as to how long they're going to be down there or when they're going to be able to come back?
You know, some of them have been down there since it began. They get to take breaks. I was talking to some of the guys before I left, though, and they said they could be out there for a year, maybe more.
A full year. Wow. Well, you visited a couple locations in the Gulf area, including Dolphin Island, and also got a sense as to how, you know, there's our perception here as to what the impact really is on the Gulf. Is our perception close to reality, or are people worried that maybe folks think it's worse than it really is?
I think so. You know, it's not the usual sort of in-your-face disaster unless you're in the areas where the oil has already hit shore, the places like Grand Isle. Dauphin Island's beautiful white sand beaches. I kind of wish I could stay there and have a little vacation. It's lovely, but they're already starting to feel the effects. I was out at this field hearing in Chalmette, Louisiana, with Congressman Ed Markey the other day, and they were talking to a panel of people, and one of them included a businessman from Dauphin Island who was saying that, you know, they're already starting to feel the effects of this, even though their beaches are still open, even though that, you know, they really haven't seen that much oil yet. People aren't coming, and, you know, the entire time I was there were radio ads and commercials from, you know, the state of Louisiana saying, hey, come on down, we are open for business.
So they may not be getting visitors, but they've got a lot of expertise, at least from Massachusetts down there. Erin Aylworth, reporter for the Boston Globe, thank you so much for being with us.
Absolutely, thank you.
For a link to Erin's story on Massachusetts companies active and working in the Gulf, go to our website, wbur.org/Boston. Coming up next.
At the end of the school year, I hope that my students leave with the belief in themselves that they could succeed.
Summer is near, but education is still on our brains. We'll talk with Education Commissioner Mitchell Chester about Massachusetts' race to the top. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.